Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Friday. It's a Fear the Deer Friday game. Two Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here along with Leroy Butler, the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, class of 2020 Pro Football Hall of Famer. Soon to be announced. That's not a prediction. That's a spoiler. I already know. Baker and I have already talked about it. We're all good. Steve's going to be on the air tonight, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show after the Bucks get another win, right? Right, Stevie? You're a little confused here.
Yeah, I just... Leroy, did you not remember to use your Harry's razor today before you came in?
No, I like the rough look.
Is that what it was? No, because like for the first time ever, I can see gray hair on his face.
We got a gunshot?
I know. I've never seen gray hair on Leroy in my entire life.
Man.
Yeah, I can go to 50 to 31 in one second.
One second, right.
But yeah, just clean up a little bit.
Well, $3. That's all it takes at a Harry's razor.
Look like a man of the day. Well, hey, you know they got body wash, too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Scented, very, very nice.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. When you guys want to get the whole gearbox, they got that for you.
Hey, the Bucks. stores are running out of brooms, man. People are buying the brooms. They're buying the brooms, getting ready for the sweep.
There we go.
It continues tonight. Game two of four wins.
Don't disrespect teams like that.
Disrespect too.
We haven't earned no right to be walking around to my buying broom.
This man talked about rolling out the helmets theoretically in this sense.
Yeah, but Steve don't care. He always just kind of rhetoric. But fans, don't do that.
I wasn't had this kind of rhetoric with Boston. I did not. No, sir.
No one should have it.
Did not.
As soon as something happens, it'll be people on top of the bridge.
So you're not ready to join? You're not ready to join Steve?
No, man, no. Let him go ahead and do that.
Now, Leroy's not one to step out and say his team's going to win big or anything like that. Leroy's
got nothing to do with that. I just don't disrespect the other team because anything can happen.
Oh, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they would have to.
I don't expect it. Now, I don't have the pedigree enough to walk around here saying we're going to sweep people. The Bucks been in this position 57 years. How can you walk around and say you're going to sweep anybody? I just want to win. It's the same thing. I don't want to disrespect no other team by doing that. But if you want to do it, have at it. So go buy all the brooms and Pick and Save. Whatever. Y'all have fun with it. Y'all going to get the same result I get. Just win the series.
And if anybody else wants to join Steve and grab a broom, 414-799-1250.
Enjoy.
For sure. Look, I've been talking about this for a while now. I thought game one was the best chance Toronto had to win this series. I thought they gave him about as good as they were going to give him as far as punch goes with what Lowry did and everything else, and they weren't able to overcome. And now you come back tonight, I would expect a better effort from Giannis scoring-wise, just like he had in Game 2 against Boston versus Game 1. I think that's going to happen.
Yep.
I think Bledsoe and Milton are going to play better tonight than they probably played in Game 1 to go along with that. I don't think George Hill is getting shut out from scoring tonight. I don't think that's going to happen again. And there are just so many things you look at. And from the Toronto perspective, if you're a Toronto fan, you could say, well, Siakam's going to shoot better. And we
he was 6 of 20.
We hope Gasol plays better. That's the hope
two
there.
2 of 7. Both teams really shot bad.
Yeah, they both did. No doubt.
Yeah, neither team shot over 40%. Yeah.
Right. I just, for me, I just don't see how Toronto wins. I don't. Unless Milwaukee shoots as bad as they did in Game 1 again, and Toronto shoots much better than they did in Game 1. And even then, you're still going to have to overcome Lowry not probably getting 30 again and other players having to step up. And we talk about all these other guys, but hey, Kawhi Leonard, field goal percentage have been all that good in the playoffs, folks. It's not like he's playing really well in the playoffs. He had, what, 40 points on 39 shots in the one game or whatever it was.
In game seven.
And this last game, he didn't shoot the ball well either. So it's not like Kawhi Leonard is playing at some high efficiency rate right now either. He also was struggling scoring the basketball.
It's reminiscent for me of Monte Ellis back in Golden State when you'd look up on the highlight show the next morning. Man, Monte Ellis had 45. Well, okay, he did take 41 shots to get those points.
Yep.
There's nights where you know that you're going to have to work, but especially in a night like that where nobody else was shooting the ball well, Kawhi was going to go out and try to get his. So 414-799-1250, you think this ends up being a Bucks sweep. Sparky is advocating people to go buy brooms and bring them to the Deer District tonight, I imagine. I mean, you might as well just
have a bunch of them. I don't know if they'll let you in with the Deer District.
No, don't
but
get thrown out. Yeah. Don't get thrown out. But
you can't bring him into the stadium for sure.
Well, no.
But I think you could probably bring him into the Deer District, maybe.
Well, I absolutely think you could bring him into the Deer District.
And if you can't bring him tonight, I would assume you'll be able to bring him Sunday night when they're on the road anyhow.
Absolutely. Leroy, do you think this is going to end up being a sweep?
No. Absolutely. Come on. Not. No, I don't think it needs to be a sweep.
No, it doesn't. They can win in five. I'll still be happy.
Yeah, right.
They win in six. We'll still be juiced up.
Hey, man, anything can happen.
I'm still buying the Eastern Conference Championship
shirt. So you buy all these brooms, and then what if Toronto wins a game, do you throw them out?
No, I don't clean my basement.
Then I put it in my garage.
It's just silly. Come on, man. Steve, you lead that train. Don't put me on. I say no.
Let somebody call any ticket. He's not buying a broom.
I'm not getting out.
He's
not joining. Man, I just want them to win. I don't care how they do it, by hook or crook. They don't need to sweep them. If they do, fine. If they don't, fine. I'm not going to be advocating.
Now, I won't be saying this. I won't be saying this when they play Golden State in the finals. I promise. I won't be talking about sweeps of Golden State in the finals.
You already keep saying they can't. One can beat them.
I agree.
Get on out there, Steve.
Golden State's much better than Toronto. So I'm not messing around with Golden State.
Especially right now.
I'm not messing around with Golden State in a sweep. We'll talk more about that at 3:30 about Golden State last night. But no, so I'm not touching that. I just, like I've been saying, and nobody's yet to give me an answer of where Toronto is better than this Bucks team. So until somebody comes up with something, I'm going to continue to say what I've been saying, and that is go get the brooms. It's over.
I feel hard-pressed to see a Toronto win tonight. Game three, game four in Toronto.
Bucks undefeated on the road in the playoffs so far.
Feel a little bit more testy, I guess. Is that the right way to put it? A little more uneasy. Mm-hmm. But, Steve, I think I'm leaning towards where Steve's at.
Go ahead.
I have a broom in the back of my truck. It's sitting there waiting for
it. First of all, I don't think I've ever seen you sweep anything.
Well, no one has. That's why
y'all use vacuum cleaner.
Right, I got the little vacuum cleaner that you just press the button and then it goes around the whole area and cleans it all up. Why would I burn my own energy there? All I can use is a broom that I can wave around and tell the Raptors to get on out of here. Go back up to Canada.
You can fly on
Sweep yourself back up there up to the Great White North.
Hey, man, Canada's
where you enjoy that 8-month dead period where all you see is white and gray. Oh, wait, no, I thought I was talking about Canada. 414-799-1250. You think this ends up being a Bucks sweep? Steve Sparky Pfeiffer firmly in that camp. And you've been there now ever since,
man, roll out the helmets.
922, I think, is when I texted you on Wednesday night. And I said, Stevie, hit the music. We're done. And at that point, you were ready to call it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just telling you, say whatever you want. Watch this game again tonight. It's not going to really matter what happens in the first half. When the Bucks want to end this in the second half, it's going to be over. And it's similar. We're going to go right back to that Golden State game, but similar to what happened last night against Golden State. I mean, Golden State down 15, and
Portland controlled that first half.
People getting all worried. Oh, well, the Golden State's down 15. And Clay and Steph said, you ready? Okay, let's go. And that's it. I mean, that's it. They also, especially without Durant, it seems, also can just walk over the wall, go boop. And all of a sudden, three star falling and game's over. And that's similar to what happened with the Bucks in the fourth quarter in game one, where they couldn't hit a shot to save their life through three quarters. And then Brook Lopez hits a couple of threes, floodgates open, and bye-bye, Toronto Raptors. So
yeah, the timing was good. The timing was good for Brogdon when he hit his threes. But I'm going to say this. Both teams have unbelievable looks. I've never seen that many good looks in a playoff game before.
I agree with that. They were open.
Wide open. Like, nobody was around. And did you just miss them?
Marc Gasol had a few nobody was in the same
zip
code. The
Bucks said you can have them. The Bucks, listen, if he wants to take that shot, Mbaka, bless you. Any of those guys want to take those shots, if you make them, make them. And Toronto, same thing. Listen, Yoss can take 15 threes if he wants. Any kind of jumper, he can have it. Any of the Lopez, if you want to shoot that far out, go ahead and make it, and we'll live with it. They're just not going to let anybody dominate the paint. Both teams not going to let you do it. So it'll be come down to shooting. I mean, you would think that the Bucks want to start better. You can't be down 34-23 in the first quarter. If so, I'm assuming they'll be up. And at this particular time, it's about the rotation. The Bucks' rotation just way deeper than Toronto. It just is. Toronto got to go way deep. I don't think Jeremy Lin deep.
No. Jody Meeks ain't playing in this
Those
game.
Those guys
I hate
ain't
to tell
playing.
Him.
But the Van Leet types.
Yeah, Eric Moreland can
Powell,
stay on the bench.
Those guys
His shirt's
play
not coming
a,
off.
They got to play a bunch of minutes. And they're just not big enough. The Bucks are just too long.
It's tough to look at this.
It's hard for them to pass. And even if they would try to pass the ball, anybody with the Bucks, their wingspan is going to touch the ball. There's your turnover. And now you just run.
The Bucks and Raptors are similarly constructed, Sparky. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but they're constructed in the sense of around one superstar, right? And Toronto made a huge move at the deadline to go get Marc Gasol and beef up their starting five, give them another guy that they believed was still an elite rim defender at his age. He can still defend the paint very, very well.
For sure.
As well as just about any big man can. But they depleted their bench in the sense of they had to let C.J. Miles go. They let Valanciunas go in that sense. So they really can only go seven or eight deep. And the fact that they just don't get any rest in here, and four of the guys in their starting five went 40-plus minutes, I just don't see how you don't see Kawhi Leonard grabbing at his knees in the middle of tonight's game, in the middle of the third quarter, starting to wear out. They're going to have to rest some more in the first half, which is only going to help the Bucks' chances.
That's what I want to see. I want to see what Nick Nurse does. Does he go Tom Thibodeau like he did in game one and say, I'm playing everybody 40-plus minutes?
It's the Eastern Conference Finals.
It's what he did in game one. And look, with all due respect, it's hard to second-guess Nick Nurse from playing these guys a ton of minutes because this is it. You lose this series, you go home, you're not in the NBA Finals.
And frankly, Nick Nurse doesn't know if he's going to have a job then if he doesn't.
Oh, he's got a job. This is year one. He's not going anywhere. But
fired a dude after he won Coach of the Year.
Look, you're not. But Dwayne Casey had been there for a while and couldn't get over the hump of LeBron James.
Yep.
If there was no LeBron James last year, more than likely those guys are in the finals, and Dwayne Casey still has a job. But instead, Nick Nurse has his job. They get Kawhi Leonard. If Kawhi Leonard leaves, they're going to have to press a huge reset button in Toronto.
No.
Nick Nurse is a cheap hire, so he'll be there through that rebuild, would be my guess, if that's what they end up having to do. But from the perspective of Nurse, like I said, you're not guaranteed Kawhi after this year, so you're trying to win an NBA championship right now. And if Kawhi Leonard leaves, so be it. At least you got a ring out of it. So it's hard to find fault with Nick Nurse playing these guys 40-plus minutes because, again, they're playing for their playoff lives and trying to get to the NBA Finals.
You think this ends up being a Bucks sweep? 414-799-1250. If you don't and you think my man Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's crazy, you can let him know. He's always willing to combat you. He's always down to have some fun.
That's a strong word.
Yeah, we don't.
We have a conversation.
You've got the hat on to cover up the vein.
Yeah,
because if somebody comes in here and says this thing's going seven games, it might get a little
combative. Already got it on Twitter. Joel tweets at the fan, says, no, I've said seven games. But if they do sweep, I'd be happy. Just living game by game. See, just
there
like
you go.
Leroy.
There's the Leroy Butler.
Living game by game.
Don't have a grabber if they lose. So what? Come back and win.
We're trying to prevent grabbers.
Speaking of that, how's Gary doing?
He's doing very well.
Is his back feeling better?
A little bit. I got to get him in to see Dr. Lawrence. She'll take good care of
him. Zach tweets at the fan, if they win tonight, they sweep.
See, that's tough for me in the sense of I want to see you do it on the road, but they're undefeated on the road this year.
Listen, Paul Pierce, we need to calm down.
Okay.
There's
our first Paul Pierce reference of the day.
Every round gets tougher. These teams are number two seed for a reason.
A tweet here from Trey who says, my sources are telling me Drake is supposedly going to be in the building tonight in Milwaukee.
Is he going to be wearing Buck shorts?
Is he
trying to reverse the curse?
I told you he was going to put out a song because we were going bonkers the other day.
I thought he was going to come in here to talk to Brian Kelly from Kiss FM and try and get his songs back on the air.
Honestly.
That's what I thought he was going to
try. Why don't play Drake songs?
Huh?
They don't play Drake songs?
They banned Drake songs during this series.
For the Eastern Conference Final.
Why would they do that?
They're on people because Drake is a Raptors guy.
But they ain't got to do with the music.
Yep, gone. Yeah, not on the station.
Not playing it.
Who made that decision?
They did. Brian Kelly and all those guys at Kiss FM. They've been in People magazine.
They should not do that.
That story's blown up all over the place.
That is a terrible decision.
Gotten a ton of publicity.
The number one star in America, you're going to ban
What do you mean? Just Chris? Our man? Go Bucks Go? Going bonkers?
People online, anyway, they don't care.
You know what? Instead of any Drake, we'll play a bunch of Joe Brown.
That sounds good.
Because we got 3.5 hours for it. Wendy's Big Show till 5:30 until the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Getting you ready, 7:30 tonight, Fiserv Forum, Eastern Conference Finals, Game 2. Are you going with Stevie? Is it going to be a sweep? Are you bringing your broom? More next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Definitely proud of this team. It was an ugly game. We were down for a good part of it, but we stayed with it. Just tried to grind it out. Then finally made our run in that fourth quarter.
And that they did. That's Chris Middleton after the win on Wednesday night. Cash. Is that what you're suggesting his July 3rd is going to be filled with?
That's just his name. A bunch of cash? That's his name. And we spell Christmas with a K, too.
You can spell our cash that we're giving you a chance to win, K-A-S-H. You can spell it K-H-A-S-H or C-A-S-H. However you want to do it, we're giving you chances to win money. 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 here on The Fan in our national text contest. 414-799-1250. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 1057FM The Fan, asking you if you are feeling Steve Sparky Pfeiffer right now. He's saying you better bring the brooms to Fiserv Forum. He believes it's going to be a sweep. Do you think this ends up being a Bucks sweep? Let's go to Michael in Mount Pleasant. You're on The Fan, Michael.
Hey there, guys.
What's up, Michael?
Nothing much. Steve, Sparky man, I think it's just going to be a gentleman's sweep. I personally would like to see the Bucks win it at the Fiserv Forum, because that's going to be a rocket crowded.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Yeah. If they win that thing here.
I'd say they'll get one in Toronto, probably game three. We'll win game four and then complete the gentleman's sweep at the Fiserv.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I think the Bucks
I don't want nobody arrested, Steve, when this happens.
Okay.
Zero.
I'd like to win the lottery, too.
Zero people.
But this is the thing. I don't get arrested.
Please. We need to plan for this.
So some dude messaged me on Twitter about that the other day when we brought it up. I was like, hey, Bucks, we have a parade. If we're not broadcasting the show, there's a good chance I'm ending up in handcuffs.
No, don't do that. It's not like I'm going to be doing anything mean.
I'm just going to probably run down the street naked or something. Like, I'm
Bart
too excited.
Don't do that.
That's not that bad, is it?
Your girl said don't do that. She just texted me. Don't let him run down naked.
Bart said he's getting a car to flip over. That's what Bart said.
Really?
He's buying a crappy car.
I could help.
Then they're going to flip it.
I can help him
with
that.
Then he's going to flip
it. It's all about leverage. So you need somebody in the middle who's got a little bit more leverage, and then you need to get somebody who's a little bit taller to grab the upper end of the wheels, because that's one of the tougher pressure points is the top part of that wheel. Sorry.
How do you know that?
How do you think he knows that? Hey, got some tweets coming in at 105.7.
Madison's a fun town.
FM The Fan. Greg says, I think Boston was a tougher matchup, so I think it will be four games, but wouldn't be surprised to see the Bucks flop for a game. Yeah, they could lose a game for sure. Bob tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan. Bob from Minneapolis here. Worried this could turn into a battle. To be honest, I don't know a lot about basketball, but from what I saw on Wednesday.
Neither do we, Bob.
I'm concerned these teams are evenly matched. Am I wrong? If I'm correct, how would a back and forth battle happen? He says evenly matched. Like I've been saying, they don't beat the Bucks in the bench. They don't beat the Bucks in the starting five. They don't beat the Bucks with the single best player. They don't. They don't beat the Bucks with the second best player. Middleton's better than Siakam and Lowry. I just like hearing you say that. Where do they win? Budenholzer is better than Nurse by all accounts to this point. So where?
Absolutely is. I think they can win in a 24-minute game.
No, it's the intangibles. That's why upsets always happen.
What intangibles? They haven't been to the NBA Finals either.
But the intangibles could be stuff that we don't see, that coaches see, stuff that they talk about. It could be somebody on the bench that hasn't played all series that comes out there and they put him in a different role. It could be making adjustments like Milwaukee made adjustments after they lost to Boston. They made some adjustments, not changes. They made some adjustments, and Boston couldn't recover. It could be a plethora of things that we just don't know And that's why you have to brace your team for this kind of stuff.
Now, Toronto did make a pretty interesting adjustment when these two teams played, what was that, 2 years ago in the first round when they brought in Norm Powell, and he started in games 5 and 6.
Difference.
It was a huge difference.
If you give him wide open looks and guys take them, that's why the guard, what's his name, the point guard?
Lowry.
They're giving him wide. He's just going to take them.
Yeah, he's not going to make them.
He's going to take them. But that's the reason why
Kyle Lowry looks better.
That's why he put up so many points. They were giving him shots, and he was just taking them. And that's the good thing about shooting. I never seen somebody miss a shot you didn't take. Take it. If somebody's going to give you a wide-open shot in the NBA, you take that shot, and then you live with the results. And, again, Giannis can take the top of the key, elbow, and they'll give him any of those. He has to be ready to take them. Take those shots, man. Take them. And they'll fall, but you got to take them with rhythm, and you live with the results. And I bet you if you're sitting in Toronto's meeting room, Nick Nurse is saying, guys, if they're going to give you that shot, if we lose this series or even get swept, and they're giving us wide-open shots, I can sleep good at night. We were just off.
Sean's
but if we're not making shots, and, you know, the contested or whatever, that's different.
Hey, you miss all the shots you don't take. In Racine, right. We say hello to Sean. He's on the fan. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Sparky,
what's up, Sing?
The one thing that you ended up saying nobody's been able to tell you what Toronto's better at, it's free throw shooting, but the Bucks don't foul a lot, so that negates that. They're too tired. They don't have enough of a bench. When you were talking about Nick Nurse, he's a first-time head coach that he got gifted a top-five player, which is, I think, part of the reason that they had the record they had in the regular season. He's a good coach.
But Sean. Didn't Budenholzer get gifted a superstar?
Mm-hmm. I was just about to clarify something. The knock on Budenholzer when he was with Atlanta was the fact that he didn't make changes in the playoffs after a 60-win season. This time around, he's making changes, whether they're subtle or not, and that seems to be the difference here. Nick Nurse is kind of still learning as a head coach. This is his first gig and his first full season. I'm not saying that it's not the same for Budenholzer, but Budenholzer's been there, done that as a head coach in this position, but he didn't make the changes. He's making them this time, and the Bucks bench is just too deep. I said from the beginning on Wednesday it was Bucks in five, but if they got that first game out of the way, which was very reminiscent of their first game versus Boston, it could be a sweep, and it wouldn't surprise me if they did sweep them.
Appreciate the call, Sean.
Hey, Sean, you got to come in here one day and take Sparky's spot. You're pretty good, cuz.
We got to wait till Gary's back, though.
Yeah, Sean yells at Gary as much as I do, so it would
it
fit
is
in
fun.
Fine. Yeah, it would. It would work fine. Greg!
I just like when he calls in.
Tweets at 105.7FM, the fan. I was at the game Monday, and I don't see Lowry scoring 30 every game, and Leonard would have to play all 48 minutes to win. Their bench didn't do anything. I think they'll need Leonard to be unstoppable to win. I don't see how they can beat the Bucks at this point. Bucks in four.
See,
that's Greg tweeting.
You
at
have
the
to
fan.
Remove the homer part out if you're analyzing anything. And that's the tough part about doing Packer games for me and Gary. Otherwise, it's 19-0 every year. And that gets kind of boring. But if you didn't see a guy scoring 30 again, that means you didn't see him scoring 30 to begin with. So anything is possible. Because I think, me being a little biased, that Chris Middleton won't go 4 for 19 neither.
I got that one for you.
He's going to shoot better. So he may get what Brooke Lopez is doing. Brooke Lopez may be 10 points, 10 rebounds, but may get 6 blocks.
And you can't see Brooke Lopez still taking 21 shots again.
But they're giving it to him. I want him to take 25, Steve. They're going to let him
Goodness
shoot it.
Gracious. This
one thing I love about him, though, he unconscious. Take it. Remember, he hit the backboard one time, missed the whole rim. So?
Yeah, I'm going to fire another one.
Keep
best
shooting.
Best part is we're watching Brooke
man,
in
shoot.
The upper level, man, and any single time down the floor.
Right.
Like Leroy, I mean, he talks about being a shooter.
Let it go.
He's got it holding right there in the shooter's pocket. He's lined up, ready to go at all times. He's calling for it.
And I love Booten. I just love that system, man. The
let
guy's
it run
amazing
and let it fly.
Coach, man. I don't know how... The guy's an amazing coach. And you could say with Giannis and all these guys, the guy's an amazing coach. He just knows the proper time to bring in George Hill, to bring in the president.
Yeah, that's for sure.
To keep Mirotić in the lineup. He didn't just rush the president into the starting lineup. Nope, we're going to stick with what it works.
We're going to hold off here.
Yeah, we got lots of good length.
You think this ends up as a sweep? 414-799-1250 is the phone number to join. like Ram did on the north side. Hi, Ram.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Ram, what's up, my brother?
I hear my yin and yang nemesis was on the other call, Mr. Sean.
Oh, you and Sean got something going on?
Yeah,
Steve, what
man.
They got going on, Steve?
Yeah, hey, Leroy.
Yeah. Steve don't know.
You make it seem like I never played this game. But
yeah, come
I get,
on with
I get it. Tell Sean, I get it, you know. I ain't going to say what Sparky say, but, you know, we got bandwagon fans. But I try to be in the middle and not be a straight homer. But people fail to forget, Leroy, Lowry was that dude before DeRozan and them got there. You can, like I said, go on YouTube. He can shoot. And he's a better shooter than Bledsoe. It's not even no question that. So what he did the other night, I wasn't really surprised. You know, I wasn't surprised at that. And Sparky, I had to disagree with you on one thing. Pascal is better than Middleton any day of the week.
No, I don't. We just disagree on this.
Yeah, we don't disagree on that. And when I say Ibaka, I don't know why he only played 17 minutes.
Said that.
Yeah, we can
said
that. All agree on that.
Yeah, we agree with
Lopez
that.
Lopez get locked down.
Said that on the
appreciate
postgame
it, Ram.
Show.
Yeah, we can all agree on that.
It's a huge mistake by Nurse not to play him more minutes. They should play Marcus Hill about 10 to 12 minutes less. Let him play 28 minutes or so and let Ibaka play the rest and force the Bucks to go smaller. That's what they should do. Now, whether or not Nurse makes that adjustment or not, I don't know, but that should be his adjustment.
It's hard for me not to think that your rim protection is still solid with Serge Ibaka in there with taking out Marcus Hill.
But the Bucks won't be. Once Brook Lopez comes out, they have no rim protection outside of Giannis. And when Giannis is on the floor, there is no rim protection.
No, Steve.
None.
These guys block a lot of shots, though. Especially from behind. I tell you what, Bledsoe, he'll be trailing you and block your shot, which is awesome.
And then he flexes on it, too.
Yes. And then George Hill, man, that guy's long. I don't know how tall he is. That guy's long, man. They block a lot of shots. I like that. I love the fact they trail you and just block your shot. That's good coaching.
Eric Bledsoe needs to attack the rim tonight. I think that's the number one thing that I can think of.
If he ducks his head, he's unstoppable.
And not just chill out at the three-point line. Like, you always talk about grab it and shoot it.
Yeah.
Bledsoe, I feel like, is the king of catch it at the three-point line, pivot, get into the triple threat, line the feet back up. Okay, three on the clock. Now I'll fire one.
Yeah.
In that sense, he could have put his head down. He's already at the rim.
Yeah.
Because it's tough to stop that bulldog from running down the line.
You'll see more Giannis bringing the ball up now, more pick-and-roll stuff, the stuff that we've seen him go lump 2 or 3 years ago. That's unstoppable. If he brings the ball up, pick and roll with any of the guards, it's unstoppable. Because that guy, whoever he does the pick and roll with, it could be Lopez or Mirotic, that guy's going to get a wide open three.
Get into more Kyle Lowry at 3 o'clock and seeing what you expect to get back tonight, 30 points from Kyle Lowry. There's one guy in the Bucks that we are looking at that might not be able to repeat what he did. Adam McAlvey joins us at 3:48 as well. Adam McAlvey has to be excited because every Friday we talk on this show and he tries to be a calming influence like I try to be with the Milwaukee Brewers certain times because I feel like there's a race to wanting to be already in the NLCS. It's May and the Brewers in their last 20 games. Laura, I know you like the L10 column.
Yes.
Make it the L20, 14-6. Just let's chew on that. And Zach Davies, the best pitcher in baseball. We'll get into some more Zach Davies as well.
Ace. He's an ace.
You think so?
This. Yes.
Talk about setting the hook. That's Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt. This is the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. 2 minutes. 2 minute warning. Cash coming your way after Anthony. FM The Fan, Eastern Conference Finals tonight, Game 2, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show after the game tonight, also after the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show that I will be on. My man Stevie's going to come in right after and talk some Bucks with you after we talk some Brewers, hopefully after another Brewers win. 14 of the last 20, Spark.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness, it feels good.
Feels good right now, and they're still not clicking really on all cylinders at this point.
I was going to say the same thing, Steve. Mm-hmm. It's still not like you want it to be, but they got through the rough patch without just saying, okay, go out and spend all this money. And I don't understand why I got to somebody lived by me and Steve, good friend of mine. He's 75 years old. So listen to this now. Now, y'all, now this is happy wife, happy life. His wife is a Brewer Bears fan. Okay?
So there's one.
He's a, let me get this right. She's a, he is a Cubs Packer fan. So, you know, it's kind of opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said that Zach Davies to the couple was an ace, both of them sucked their teeth. Child, please. I said, I'll tell you what we do. Let's play a game. Let's play a game. Close your eyes and just put, like, Kershaw, give him Davies' numbers. Is he an ace?
They're calling him Cy Young.
You just don't like his name. And I get it. That's the problem. Because people seeing what he's maybe done in the past, they don't want to call him an ace, but just look at the numbers. And I'm not a numbers guy.
Right. But
I'm really not.
But a 1.54 ERA, best in all of baseball,
come on, man.
It kind of speaks for itself.
I would think.
And also tied atop the National League in wins. Oh, that's not Zach Davies. That's another starting pitcher in the Brewers rotation.
Put anybody Brandon else Woodruff up was there, six. It would be, and see, that's the thing. And you throw in Gio, something turned around. You got three guys you rely on. Now, I know a lot of people like Steve don't want Peralta going to the pen, but I also, a couple of days y'all were talking about Hira. I wanted to talk about Corbin Burns after the guy went down and came back. So maybe the pitcher has come back just like Council said it would,
mm-hmm.
and he did not panic.
And the pitching staff has definitely evened out, and the pitching has definitely gotten better. But it also helps when you got the reigning MVP doing
some of
the stupidest things I've ever seen somebody do in a baseball uniform. 18 homers he has as we sit here on May 17th. Sparky, what type of numbers do you think Christian Yelich could legitimately post this year?
2017, the year before the Brewers acquired him, he had 18 homers for the year and 81 RBIs for the year in 2017 at age 25. The year before that, at age 24, he had 21 homers, which was his career high, before he hit 36 last year with 110 RBIs.
With 20 of those coming in the second half of the season last year.
Mm-hmm. So, figure he'll hit at least two more before the end of the month.
Yeah.
That puts him on pace for 60 homers.
So, you know he can hit 25 here, right? We know that. Here.
He can hit 12. Before the All-Star break.
I'm just saying, for the season.
Right. Okay.
He can hit 25 on the road. Right.
Well, I mean.
Even if you pitch around him.
Look at the numbers that he has right now. Outside of Cody Bellinger doing something ridiculous and having a 401 average.
Hey, that guy's pretty good now.
Christian is third in batting, leading in home runs with 18, and he's one behind Bellinger for the RBI lead at 41. The guy was two RBIs and a home run away from winning the Triple Crown last year, and now we're looking at him with he just took 6 days off, and he's still on pace to lead the league in homers and be right there with RBIs and average.
If you look at splits, which I like to do, look at the numbers. LeBron,
tell me about this splits.
Against right-handed pitching this year,
yeah,
Christian Yelich is hitting .384.
Right-handed pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is he doing left-handed?
You face a lot of righties in Major League Baseball.
Yes, you do.
.384, .483 on base, .848 slugging, with 14 homers and 32 RBIs and 7 stolen bases.
That's like a 1,300 OPS.
Correct.
That's amazing. Oh, my goodness.
That's correct. Against left-handed pitching, he's hitting .255, still with a .407 on base percentage against lefties, but his slugging dips significantly to .574, still good for a .981 OPS, which is nothing to sneeze at. 4 homers, 8 RBIs, couple of stolen bases.
So what people are going to do later in the inning, out of their bullpen, they're going to bring in lefties to face him.
He's got 15 homers at
Please
home,
do. Right. Yeah.
3 homers on the road so far.
Or you can give him the Barry Bonds treatment.
I'm hoping that you're bringing in left-handed pitching to face this dude, because you're still probably going to walk him more times than not. Those numbers don't lie. The dude takes his walks, not only because they're giving them free, but because he has that good a plate discipline. Now, MLB puts this thing out early this year, let the kids play. They're let the kids play campaign.
Yep.
Christian Yelich was a part of it. Good thing. He should have been the only Brewer that was a part of it. But after
I think he's the best looking up there.
MVP
too.
Season, a lot of people would agree with you. This was what Christian Yelich had to say. Maybe a little jokingly, maybe a little jovial.
I'm going to hit 50 home runs this year.
100.
I'm going to hit 50 home runs this year.
He just might do it.
Yeah, I think he's got a chance to be right around 50 home runs. I'll say officially prediction, I'll say 45 home runs and 130 RBIs.
I think he's going to hit 50.
Stupid numbers.
I think he's going to hit 50.
Yeah.
It only looks like he got stronger in the offseason. He's only going to get better pitching.
But will they continue to pitch to him?
You got
to
put Grandal behind
him. For 4.5 months.
You got to put Grandal behind it, or you got to keep Braun behind it.
Ryan Braun hitting 400 in the month of May is making him see a lot more pitches. But if Ryan Braun's hitting 280 throughout the year.
But Ryan Braun didn't do jack in April, and he had 14 home runs in April. He's got four home runs in the month of May, and Braun has heated up in the month of May.
And he did take 6 days off in the month of May as well.
That's
so,
true.
There's reasons for, I mean, I wouldn't say concerned. There's reasons to maybe put the pause button down a little bit on how many he's going to bomb out. But it's tough to not see that these numbers are going to get crazy. What type of numbers do you think Yelich is going to post this year, Leroy?
I think you can only, let's take it further. I think the guy in front and back of him going to have career years because he's going to be put in a position, because you know at any time they can always put him at leadoff if they just want to just
mess around with something.
You know, they can do just about anything. I love when the lineup comes out because I can see the veins start to pop up in Steve's head.
We'll get that momentarily, too.
Baby Tosh, he's our millennial smart guy, him and Mandela and Daniel Plucker. And we do have a new intern. Was that a new intern in here? Was he borrowing money?
Toby. Yeah, he's a good dude.
Toby.
What school? Toby goes to the same school my son Matthew went to, and I used to coach basketball at Maranatha Baptist Bible College.
Where's Toby? Did he leave?
He's gone. He's already gone.
Yeah, I want to say hello, but I love our interns. I love them. Love them.
Is there anybody you don't love?
The devil.
Jay Novacek, that's right.
Stop it. I shut everybody down. No one's ever caught a pass on me. And Twitter, you better not be Googling it.
What were your numbers against Shannon Sharp?
Pretty good. Good. Absolutely. It was Super Bowl 32.
That's an honest question. I don't remember.
You read John Elway's book. The only reason why they won the Super Bowl because they neutralized me. It wasn't Reggie White. Just read the book. Facts.
Facts.
You should send a copy of that book to every voter for Pro Football Hall of Fame.
They should.
Every single voter.
Mike Shanahan said it. But we did some math. Steve, we think he can hit 25 here. We just said it before. He can hit 25 at Miller Park.
He's already hit 15 at Miller Park this
year. Right. So on the road, they may pitch you a little bit different. You know, depends on the weather, whatever. He can hit 25. So I'm thinking 50.
You think 52?
Yeah, 50, maybe 135, 125 RBIs. The OPSs and all that, on-base percentages and all that, split stuff, I'll let you guys help me with that. But what I want in a perfect world is him standing on first, second, or third, or a home run. That makes the guy behind him is going to get some really good looks. Lorenzo Cain, he's going to be an all-star. You may have, Steve, three all-stars legitimately because Hader's an all-star, right?
Mm-hmm.
Zach Davis is an all-star, okay?
Borderline at this moment. Borderline in the fact that I don't know how many managers are going to put him in.
Why not? His numbers are going to be fantastic.
They're going to be fantastic, but Dave Roberts is also going to have Hyunjin Ryu, who's right behind him
I understand.
It's going to be tough for him not to
take his own name viewers. Recognition, I get it.
Yeah, absolutely, that's
what
it is.
Sound like my neighbors. But Grandal is going to have a career year, man. The guy just is, and at any time, you could put Jesus at four. I mean, I think everybody from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 can have a career year all because of Yelich.
Now, career year, after the break, amazing. I want to ask you about what this career year could be for Christian Yelich. Mm-hmm. What type of numbers do you think Yelich can realistically put up in 2019? 414-799-1250.
What's 1250? The best individual numbers we'll look at after the break? Bucks, Brewers, I'm thinking about the game tonight. Has ever had. It's
probably Fielder's RBIs, 50 home run year.
Yeah, okay, guess who's got him for
right,
you?
Right, I remember that. 50 RBIs, OPS, all these. Three, let's find that out.
I'm going to have him for you next on the Wendy's Big Show. That's what we do here on The Fan.
I'm
going to hit 50 home runs this year.
I'm going to hit 60, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75.
I'm going to hit 80 home runs.
Anything you want to say?
Just let the kids play.
MLB, let the kids play. Before the season, Christian Yelich jovially starts it out by saying, I'm going to hit 50 home runs. And then those two clowns in New York have to go back and forth saying, I'm going to hit 60, I'm going to hit 70, I'm going to hit 80. Well, guess what? Neither of you guys are going to play in the playoffs. So take that, Giancarlo.
Lineup, Mike. Brewers lineup is out.
Oh.
Kane, Yelich, Braun, Aguilar, Grandal, Perez, Hira, Arcia, and Chasen Moustakas with the day off.
Okay, so Perez playing third base.
Correct.
Okay, understandably so. Back down to the 7-hole for Hira. That's okay. Mm-hmm. That can work.
Well, that's the last time he was 2-for-3 when he was in the 7-hole.
That Correct. Is exactly right. So yes, it is.
Maybe he needs to stay down there where it's good at 0-for-4, 0-for-5. Those, but he'll be fine. He's just got to be patient.
The most home runs in Brewers history is 50, 2007 for Prince Fielder. In that year, also, Prince, in 2009, then Prince went off for 141 RBIs. That is also a team record. In the year that he had 50, he hit .288 with a .395 on base, .618 slugging, an OPS of 1,013. In the year that he hit 141 driven in, he played in all 162 games. That is also started all 162 of those games. Had 46 bombs, 141 driven in, a .412 on base, a .299 average, and a .114 OPS. Finished fourth in the MVP voting. Mm. Closest he ever got in the MVP voting was third with the Brewers.
Yeah, man, yeah. But Steve, let me ask you this compared to baseball. I know winning the MVP back-to-back is tough in certain sports. It's easier in football. But in basketball, hopefully Giannis can – well, he will win MVP. I mean, come on, stop.
Right, we'll stop with that rhetoric.
Yeah, so he'll win MVP. It'll gonna be hard for Harden anyway, unless they went to the finals or whatever. In baseball, is it hard to win back to back MVPs? So in other words, if Bellinger team is good and they're in one of those NLCCFMs or whatever they do, could he put up numbers? And when
they've done
MVP
it before,
back to back,
players have done it before.
Is it harder than baseball though?
I don't know about harder. I think a little bit yes and no. It can be. Bonds won like three straight.
Yep.
Cabrera did it 2012, 2013. Pujols did it in the early 2000s, and then Barry Bonds ran it off the sheet for like 3 or 4 years.
Oh, okay. So for other than those times, it's been like one off every night.
Yeah, you're talking about Hall of Famers, though. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Miguel Cabrera is the only Triple Crown guy in the last two decades,
right?
Do they
figure in team success when they do baseball MVPs?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well. One of the main reasons why I think Yelich won it last year, I mean, his numbers spoke for themselves, 326, 36, and 130 driven in. But to be able to do it how quickly he did at the end of the season, I think that was one of the main reasons why he ended up winning it.
Like Baby Tosh said, last back-to-back winner was Pujols in 2008, 2009. That was the last back-to-back winner. Since then, it's been Votto, Braun, Posey, McCutcheon, Kershaw.
Start that list over again. I heard somebody
since,
I'm familiar with.
Since Pujols, it was Votto, Cheater, Posey, McCutcheon, Kershaw, Harper.
Turn his mic off.
Chris
That's
Bryant.
Why people don't like him.
What?
That's why people don't like him.
What'd I do?
You know what you did. Hey, Steve,
you told me to repeat what I said, didn't
tell
you?
Tell your mama I absolutely love her.
Oh. That just came out my nose.
I don't know why she had such a terrible kid, but I love her. The gift that she bought for me just was amazing.
I don't even know what she bought you. I have no idea what she bought you.
It was something
nice?
I wanted.
Nice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you very much.
It obviously wasn't a Harry's Razors kit because we see your gray that you're coming in with a little bit today.
Women like that salt and pepper. My wife liked that salt and pepper.
All right, good. Now back to this MVP list. Look.
Say Braun's name again, man.
Who?
What year Braun won it?
2011. Right.
Not start the list.
But my point was, from that point, Posey, McCutcheon, Kershaw, Harper, Bryant, Stanton, and Yelich. You haven't even had a repeat winner, not even spread out it is
right
now.
That's what I'm saying. So
now,
he
over
can be back-to-back.
In the AL side, that's a little bit different. In that same time frame, Cabrera won back-to-back in 2012 and 2013. Trout won 2 of 3 years in 2014 and 2016, and if you look in the AL, Mookie Betts won last year in 2000.
Yeah, Mookie Betts.
And 18 year before that was Altuve.
Now, to your point, too, with Trout, he's been one or two, I believe, in each of the last like 7 years.
Oh my goodness.
So they will spread it around knowing that right. situation. But also in that same vein, Mike Trout's been to the playoffs maybe one time.
Yeah.
If Christian Yelich goes, you know, 2 for 2 on division titles, it's going to be hard for you not to give him the award.
MVPs, Barry Bonds has 7.
That's amazing. Chris Bryant ever, he's never.
He won it one time.
Yeah,
Chris Bryant 2016.
Barry Bonds won 4 straight years. That's 2001, amazing. 2002, 2003, 2004. Can Yelich do that?
I think he can, man.
No.
4 straight years?
He's playing Woo. Here. He's going to hit 25 to 30 here. All he got to do is hit 15 to 17
in a row. You're saying he's the best hitter of the last 3 decades.
Man, this guy, he's not Barry Bonds because he won't get those kind of pitches. People are smarter. People are just being crazy throwing to Barry Bonds. But he'll just face more left-handed pitching, and they'll live with the results. But I'm saying if you throw it up there to him, the guy just affects everything with the game. He really does. The guy in front of him, behind him, everything. I mean, it's just amazing what he's done. And not to mention, if we can get through this contract without him going and saying, I want more money, you're going to be fine. You just got a good deal. But the guy deserves – he's well underpaid.
Okay, can we say this? If he even has to say that, we've gone
too far. I agree with
far.
That, but we don't have the market size to give him $400 million.
At the end of the year, you do. At the end of the year, you say, hey, man, let me –
Well, Braun's contract is coming off in, what, 2 years, Steve, or 1 year?
Throw an extra 8 years on there.
So throw after it. 2 years – I got that, though. I got it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
After 2 years, you can do something, or a year and a half.
He's not staying here. Stop. Just stop.
What?
When his deal is done, he's done.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come
we
on.
Saved him
no
in
chance.
Miami. What are you
no
talking
chance.
About?
There is no way you can afford to have the highest paid player in the game of baseball in Milwaukee. Can't happen. That's what he's going to be. If he plays like this the next couple of years, he's going to be the highest
That's why you
paid
sign him at the end of the
player
year.
Player in Major League Baseball, folks. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about being one of the top 10. Top 15 paid players. He's going to be number one.
Hey, Rick Schlesinger just texted me and says, tell Steve we can average 4 million fans. We're good.
If he stays here, he goes to the Hall of Fame.
I mean, it ain't possible.
He's going to sell out every game. For the next 10 years.
I don't think 4 million is possible. I don't think you can do 4 million.
They did 2 million, Steve, and the team was just decent.
Oh, I know. And they've done 3 million numerous times.
They can get to 4 million. The Brewer fan base is amazing.
You don't let Christian Yelich even see the end of this contract. You sign him at the end of this season. Even, I don't care if he hits 30, 40, 50, 60, 90 home runs.
What's he
going
to get, Steve?
You sign him at the end of the year.
He got to get something crazy.
$360 million.
And Trout did what?
Trout did $430.
Some change.
Yelich is going to get $500.
No chance.
He would have to be with the Dodgers for that, though.
You just sign him $360 million, 8 years, just lock it in.
He don't seem like that type.
Yelich
finish it up.
Man, forget that. If somebody offered you $500 million, did you hear what I said? A half a billion. Not half a million. $500 million. You're going to tell them no?
No.
I'd go live in Rhinelander in a shoebox if I made $500 million.
See, it's about the loyalty of, you know, them grabbing you out of Miami, bringing you up here. I didn't know who he was. I'm going to keep it 100.
With all this loyalty stuff, man. Yeah,
I know loyalty
money
don't mean
nothing. Money, man.
Yeah, but loyalty, you can get both.
Both?
Not at that level. You're not getting $500 million from the Brewers.
It depends on
no
how we
chance.
Structure it, Steve. You can do a lot of stuff and push this stuff. You can defer stuff. You can do a lot of things like this. I hate three broke guys talking about millions of dollars.
You're
it's
right.
Fun. It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, but right. You got to figure out keeping a guy here that we've never seen anybody like this since Prince to hit these kind of power numbers. He's not a real big guy. So it'll be fun to even figure it out.
I would enjoy every second of it.
For 2 or 3 years.
Literally every single second
Straight.
Of it I would enjoy.
Straight.
You're calling it just straight. He can do all of it.
Yes.
No waiting. No nothing.
No, man, that guy's amazing.
It's just going to be over. I'll tell you this. If he is able to, if he hits 50 this year,
he's going
to
do 50.
I'll start to lean closer to Sparky and say that he can become the highest paid player in baseball. I don't see it right now. But if he hits 50 this year, it's going to be tough for you not to.
He's going
to
take games off, so don't freak out like last year.
Okay, I won't.
He's going to freak out. I'm just letting Steve know, too. He's going to take some games off.
But can he not do a game 3 of a Cubs series in September?
You don't need him against the Cubs series. Everybody was hot. Everybody was hot. It was good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.